Hi.
Hello.
Welcome back. Episode 7, Cats and Clo.
High pitch start on your end.
Yeah.
Scratchy throat, bit of nerves. I think live audience?
No, it's a bit of both.
Yeah, there is no live audience, obviously. Don't know where that statement came from, but we're here. It's windy here. In Tambo's Kloof.
It is. The wind's howling.
It always howls. We've got a glass
just
door.
Just slipping that you live in Tambo's Kloof.
That's yeah, not an achievement.
In my apartment in Tambo's Kloof. I live in town.
Oh, I don't know. I think that's a miss. Not really an achievement to live in town. That's okay. Like a southern suburbs opinion, I think. You think it's cool to live in town. How bizarre.
How bizarre.
There's a lot more poverty here. Things are scarier. The suburbs are safe.
That's true. Things are scarier. I almost got hit by a rock a couple days ago.
Oh, yes. The infamous rock. Take us through that because it's quite harrowing.
Yeah. So I was going to go drop off some packages at Checkers, so just popping in and out. And I usually do pay car guards, but I just didn't pay him this time. I do usually pay car guards.
I've never seen Chloe tip anyone or pay a car guard. No, yes.
Rectify that quickly. Okay, anyway. So, and he started following me to my car. I got a bit scared. So, picked up the pace, got into my car, and I just explained to him, listen, sorry, I'm not going to pay you. He then proceeded to pick up a massive rock off of the pavement.
For no payment.
And, and like, hurl it like almost like prepared to hurl it through my windscreen into my face. I've never gotten out of somewhere so fast. I felt like I was a racing car driver. I don't know if he threw the rock or not, but it was very scary.
No, terrible. How horrible is that?
Yeah,
I think I'm anti car guards now after that story. No, they can't mess with Clo Dog like that. It's also now why I Uber everywhere in town. Yeah. It's just such a loss to go through this car guard stress. You feel terrible. Mm. I know these are real privilege-y problems, but...
No, for sure. But you don't want to feel in danger. Like, I'll never park on that street ever again.
Yes, it's true.
Because I'm scared now.
No. So that is a very fair point. I don't know. I always get... When I'm moving towards my car and I can see a car guard, you have to be very stealthy. It's like they're zombies that react to noise. And if your keys jingle or you drop your shopping, then they descend upon you. And it's terrifying. But I've never had a rock hurled at me. Why?
I don't know if you can say that.
No. This person attacked Clo Dog, so we can call them.
That's true.
We can call them zombies. True. It's also been quite scary in the flat. We had a crazy neighbor rattle on the door at like 8 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday.
Yes, literally. She was like, and we thought it was Sam's roommate.
That's a pretty normal knock. It was more like
it was
crackhead energy.
It was
terrifying.
And it was frantic. I mean, we first thought it was maybe Sam's roommate, Alex, but he was inside. We were like, who's there?
Exactly. And it turns out it's just this crazy woman who lives in this block. And she said she needed someone to get a rat out of her apartment.
Oh, yeah. She said, did you hear me scream?
I was like, I'm not that guy. So I ran to my roommate's room to help with this rodent eviction.
Mm-hmm.
And he begrudgingly, and thank you to him, decided that he'd do it. Long story short, it was a leaf in her house.
A dried leaf. And she was even describing the size of this rat that her cat had caught.
Mm.
I don't think she's well.
We live with some crazy people.
Crazy people.
And she also, during it, I tried to like put on a mask because here she was at our front door. And you know, mask up, stay safe, save lives. Come on, South Africa, do your bit. But then she's like, nah, you don't need a mask. I've had a DNA test and I'm immune. The fuck, bitch? We need to get you. I nearly said to the SPCA. Not to the SBC. We need to get you to the hospital. They need to mutate whatever you got going.
Whatever you got going on, yeah.
What, I mean,
she solved the whole problem. Yeah, no, that cracked me up.
Crack
a DNA
queen.
Test.
No, it's unfathomable. But it was also, how was the rest of your weekend? You have a pretty chilled weekend?
Yeah, very nice, very chilled. We watched F1.
Meow.
Meow. Which was very fun.
We lost respect for old Max Verstappen.
I know. No, he
you
acted,
gotta check on no, someone. You
yeah,
gotta,
he yeah. acted. My dad was like, no. Like he did check. I was like, no, Dad. He literally just like glanced and then just stormed off.
Yes, for people who have no idea what we're even referencing, which is a lot of people, I think, just because we watched Drive to Survive and then became addicted to the F1, we're like, everyone watches this show. Yeah. So Verstappen and Hamilton are in a championship sort of race competition. They're the two guys who are going at it this season to see who's going to be the winner.
They're the leaders of the F1 championship.
And they got into a big crash. Whose fault? Who knows? Everyone can argue about that. Mm. But ultimately, Verstappen didn't check on his fellow racer.
Yeah. And I mean, if it hadn't been for the F1's come up with a construction called the halo, which protects the driver's head. And if that hadn't been there, I don't know what would have happened to Hamilton. It's very scary, but thankfully they're both okay.
Mm, that's true. Have you ever, it always reminds me of girls. I don't know how, but girls checking on each other in the toilet. They become very friendly with each other. Have you ever?
Oh, no, but that's normally like at the club. You make friends with every girl in the bathroom. You're just besties.
There's something about that. It's interesting.
Do you think there's a parallel maybe?
I don't know. It makes me think of the differences between men and women, which is also what this crazy neighbor lady was saying to us. She said, I need a man to come and do this job. I'm like, I'm not your guy, pal. I'm not this person who's going to clear this rat away from you. But it made me think there are definitely men and women jobs and responsibilities. What's a men's duty or a man's duty in this world? In your opinion, of course.
In my opinion, of course. To always pay the bill. I'm just joking. No, we normally go 50-50. I don't know what a man's job is. Maybe a man's job is like stuff with like physical strength. Like I often need help from you or my dad too. It's all those dumbbell exercises, you know?
Kettlebell, biatch.
Kettlebell exercises. I often need a guy's help to open something. And I guess a woman just have like a female touch, I feel. They...
How profound. No, I think you're drowning. Women have a female touch. I think you're drowning. Okay. And I'm going to help you. And I just think there shouldn't be roles. It should just be whoever's better at what. So say Chloe was better at parallel parking. That's her job. Is she? No. She crashes all the time she tries to park. If I'm better at cooking, I must cook.
Yeah.
If the kids take better to a certain parent, that parent's probably going to do the majority of the domestic care. But to have strict roles doesn't make sense. Like, I don't want to be the protector of the family. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the one who has to go check outside. That should be like a 50-50.
Well, my parents have, it's called bodily fluids is one of them.
Your parents and their bodily fluids pump the brakes.
Let me just describe this. One of them handles bodily fluids. So if a kid vomits, if a dog poos in the house, that's one of them. And the other one is live creatures. So they have to get rid of rodents and spiders. And my mom is the one who would get rid of a rat.
Should have called her. No, this makes me depressed about getting older, Chloe. I don't think I can have my life reduced to body/animals.
Yeah, but you are getting older and you have to accept that. We were having this conversation a couple of days ago and I say, Samuel, in 6 months, you're going to be 25.
I'm going to turn 19 in 6 months.
25.
I feel I'm 19 intellectually.
25?
I mean, not intellectually, in spirit. I feel I'm 25 intellectually, which obviously sounds wrong now. Okay. But now we've got to get into our beloved segment, Show and Tell. So, Chloe, what do you got today?
So, I've actually brought along a keep cup. Sam and I have been getting coffees every morning from one of the coffee shops down the road. And I thought, you know, we should only make Greta proud. By doing our piece to take care of the world. Excuse me, something in my throat. Sam, I've brought one for you as well. So
thank you.
There you go. And this is very cool. It's got one for the at Woolies. These are available secondhand. At Woolies. No.
Well, technically, it's
they do
it's
look like they're recycled material.
It also feels terrible.
Okay, well, just be grateful I bought it for you.
Not good at the whole gratitude thing.
Yeah, it's got a little mouthpiece. And then if you want to use your straw, it's got a little hole in there.
That's what I'll put a plastic straw in just to be a walking contradiction.
F the turtles. But yeah, fuck, I think that's turtles. A good investment.
How much are these cost?
Come up at Woolies. That's not a nice thing to ask someone who's gotten you a gift, I feel.
I don't feel this is a gift. I feel this is more...
Okay.
I don't know. It's disappointing.
Samuel!
I expected something... Well, you said you had a present for me. I thought money or food. And this is neither.
Well, I'll get you a coffee to put in it.
Okay, that's nice. Actually, it's growing on me slowly. It just feels kind of pathetic.
Okay.
Like our efforts to save the planet. Come on, people, recycle. No, thank you, Claire. I'm obviously just teasing you. Very cool. Very cute.
Yeah. Get them at Woolies, 80 rand.
No, fuck Woolies. I'm not doing any promo for them. Everyone loves Woolies already. Give us like a basket of groceries. A basket of groceries. That's not a thing. Give us one of your recyclable bags of groceries free. Come on, Woolies. My show and tell.
I was going to ask.
Now, this is a product I'd get behind. Transact pads.
Patches.
They also, for your period, you can use them as well as a pad. So I've heard.
No.
A euphoric experience having a Transact pad on during your period, would you say?
Absolutely not.
No.
But why do you need a Transact patch? Why do you need a Transact patch? Tell us.
So annoying. No, because I pulled my hamstring again. And I've done like 6 months of rehab on my left leg, and now I pulled my right hamstring. Anyone who's ever had hamstring issues knows once you've done something to your hamstring, it's all over. I feel like an American war veteran, 80 years old. I've been to Vietnam. I've been crawling around in those caves and I've sustained injuries. And now those injuries are coming to haunt me. And I have no hamstrings and I can't run around doing what I love and chasing a piece of plastic with 22 fully grown men with rage issues. So I'll miss you hockey for a bit, but hopefully we'll be back.
I was moving. I might start crying.
It was so moving, it moved you to say nothing. You know what was also moving was Ronaldo back at Manchester United. Everyone
back at Manchester United or his first game?
He was at Manchester United, then he went to Real Madrid, then he went to Juventus, and now he's back.
They always come crawling back.
They always come back for millions. But I don't know if he made that much money from this deal. It's just like almost a legacy thing.
I see.
But Ronaldo's legacy, I've been looking at a lot of liberal posts, you know, that sort of thing. Rape allegations resurfacing.
Yeah, and they flew that banner over it, I believe. I can't even remember her name. That's terrible. Yeah.
Oh, no, Old Trafford's not the name of the potential... victim. Old Trafford is the name of the stadium.
I know. Yes.
We need justice for Old Trafford. That's you. I mean, get your facts straight.
No, I'm saying I can't remember her name, but they did fly. It was actually a feminist group called Level Up, which sponsored the...
Level Up. Level Up.
Level Up, Level Up, Level Up. Yeah. No, and I mean, it's... I think that they are pushing for justice. Because she tried to criminally prosecute him, but there wasn't enough substantial evidence. That's what a Las Vegas court found. So
yes, there was also a payment out of court that I read.
Yeah,
but which people always go, that means he's guilty. But it also, when I read into it more, was like the lawyers were saying how it's actually would cost the Ronaldo brand more to have this continue publicly, so they'd rather deal with it.
Yeah, just settle it outside of court and not have a massive court case.
I don't know. I often find these issues are so complex. Maybe a question mark is he's the most followed person in the world on Instagram, but not everyone knows about this. Should everyone know about it? Mm. I don't know. Devil's avocado, it's very complicated.
Do you mean to say?
I meant to say that, but then I thought I said advocate, so then I was like, you're just an idiot.
Playing devil's advocate.
I think it's that big argument, like art from artists. Can you separate the two?
Yeah.
I heard like Picasso was a wife beater, and I was like, what?
Yeah, 100%. There are so many dark sides to our favorite artists that, I mean, you can either choose to overlook them and just be like, hey, they've got good music. But again, like you're saying, a lot of the times it is attached to the artist.
Mm. I think what makes Ronaldo's case even more complex is that his art is happening. It's in the contemporary moment. Week in, week out, he's playing. It's not like these are paintings from an artist and now are valued at 50 million a pop.
So. And he's part of a team. So are you just going to stop watching soccer altogether or maybe just unfollow him on Instagram?
Mm. And I mean, if we've been honest, the majority of people who watch soccer are men.
That's true.
It is just true. So
I don't know anything that is going on in soccer whatsoever.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Enough of this Ronaldo stuff's a bit too heavy. See, inshallah, we hope the best thing happens for everyone involved. Men, don't be creepy. What else to be said?
Is Michael Massey a soccer player?
Who's that guy?
Didn't you always say his name?
Messi. Lionel Messi. Michael Massey.
Is that from F1?
Michael Massey, he's a race director. Oh, okay, Chloe, we know you tried your best.
No, I know. My knowledge of sports players is okay. Terrible. Michael Massey.
Speaking, I knew we were going to come up with some of these. So I thought, let me get some pictures of sports players and you have a crack at which soccer players these are.
Are you going to give me some names?
No, you got the photo. There it is. And you're going to tell me who it is. Don't read at the top. Just look at the photo. So who is this famous soccer player?
Troy.
This is not Troy from Community. This is actually Paul Pogba. But
okay.
Who is that good looking fellow? Give you a clue.
Chris.
He's French. I'll give you a clue. He's French.
Louis.
And try a surname.
Is that actually his first name?
His first name?
Louis. I was going to say Armstrong.
Come on.
Louis Benici.
That would be Italian, but he's actually Antoine Griezmann, so you were wrong on both counts. Here's one you will get.
Messi. Lionel What's his Messi.
Lionel Messi.
Yeah.
You like him? He's a bit short.
No, I don't like him.
He's
I don't actually have an
opinion on him. Him and Hasbulla are the same height.
I don't know.
I don't know. He's been in the papers recently, also awaiting a rape trial. Not a good
really?
Dude.
Really?
Benjamin Mendy.
Benjamin. I was going to say that. Oh, I have seen him before, but I don't know what his name is.
Nay?
Nate?
Neymar. He's not Nate Diaz.
Nate Diaz.
And this one?
Nate. Give me that photo.
It's an old photo of a young soccer player, Brazilian legend.
Is that Ronaldo?
No, it's Pablo Escobar.
Samuel.
Notorious drug lord. Okay, that was quite fun.
That was really fun.
From about 6 or 7, you got 0.
I got Messi.
Oh, sorry, you got Messi.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
That's
what else? What else went on? We had a bit of Cyril. Cyril on the TV last night.
Family meeting.
Terribly dressed. What was he wearing?
Nothing really new to say.
We're in level 2 now, so there was quite a...
I don't want to hear him talk anymore.
So it's Cyril Ramaphosa.
Squirrel.
No, I feel like how people reacted negatively to us calling him a few names.
Oh, that's true. We got dragged for body shaming.
I can't believe people like... He's a billionaire, guys. It's punching up, even if you are punching up at the heavyweight champion of politics. Hey-o! So
we're in adjusted level 2. Curfew's now being extended to 11.
I've got a curfew story for you. I phoned Chloe in a panic coming home at about 10 past 10 from this hockey match / function. And I was terrified because I was out past curfew. It was the first time I've done it. Despite looking and parading like a bad boy, I'm a pretty stringent rule follower. And I'm driving home, I'm on Rondebosch Main Road, and I see police, a roadblock.
Oh, yeah.
But they're pulling people, and this is not like 3 cars go through, they're pulling everyone over. So I, you know, being the Dominic Toretto I am, turn left and scream up the highway for a bit, cut down roads, left, right. A lucky night and get home.
Yeah.
But everyone is so like, oh, the police are useless, fuck the police.
Until
you're confronted by the police, and then they're the most... Yeah. Terrifying thing, because I also had one beer, but I think we have new beer limits or new beer limits.
Just beer limits. You can drink anything else that you want.
You've had 10 vodkas. Come right through.
Come right through. Yeah. No, it's scary.
There's a no tolerance. That's a morning beer coming through again. There's no tolerance.
Yeah.
So you can't have any alcohol in your system. So I was just thinking.
No, they're very good about roadblocks.
I've just torn my hamstring. My poople could be torn next in a jail cell. That was disgusting.
Gross.
I'm so sorry.
And it was a Friday. Maybe you would have gotten locked in there for the whole weekend.
I think that's a myth. I don't think that.
There's only one way to find out.
I'm white. You can't cold me overnight.
Also not true.
Yeah, the privilege extends only so far.
Well, so now you can stay for your beer at 10 past 10. We'll just have a little time check. Face ID. There we go. You can actually stay out now and have a beer until 11. So.
Yes, but I'd Uber back.
Yes.
I've been in like 3 roadblocks.
Of course.
Don't drink and drive. Despite what your parents tell you, it's not cool. Stop being a dick.
Also on the topic of ANC, of the ANC.
Who are the ANC?
The ANC are our government. They rule our country. You try to catch me out on that one. No, I got it. So they owe more than...
What do the ANC stand for? What does the ANC stand for?
Oh, come on now. African National Congress.
Okay. Just checking. Well done.
You know my heart just skipped a beat
there. I also was like, what do they stand for?
Anyways.
Okay.
They owe more than 100 million rand to SARS. Which means if the ANC were a person, they should either file for bankruptcy, get some debt counseling, or just try and, disappear off the face of the earth. That's crazy. That's crazy.
I'm shocked, but I'm not surprised, if that makes sense. Everything's broken with those people.
Yeah. And so they've come out and they've blamed it on a lot of different factors. And one of their factors is that the fear of donors donating to the government is one of the reasons, because they have to declare if it's, I think it's above 100,000 rand, has to be disclosed. Yes. So what's it called? State capture. Yeah. So the donors who are wanting to commit state capture are not coming forward with donations. So that's why they're in bankruptcy.
The donors that are wanting to commit state capture? Or the donors?
Yes. Right?
No. I think we've tripped over a few words there.
Okay. But you know what I mean. Trying to influence the government through under-the-table sort of donations.
I don't think the conversation starts, hey, I'm here for state capture. The ANC, come right in. Actually, it could be so bad that that's actually how it goes. Chloe, you're onto something. I'm not. But that IEC, Independent Electoral Commission, maybe? Fact check that one. That was what they came out with. New regulations is that you had to... disclose party funding, so people then know where the money's coming from. Interestingly enough, the EFF have also not disclosed, because they say they get all their money from party levies. What is that? Church tithes. Come on, Julius.
That sounds like digital vibes again.
Phonetically, maybe. But I'm like very different.
Shady dealings, yeah.
I don't know. I think you've shown your political hand today. You're a proud supporter of the EFF. But who do we vote for, Chloe? Because elections, municipal, local elections are coming up.
End of November. Yeah. I thought it was end of November.
No, it'll be the 1st of November.
All right.
Who are you voting for? White people do not like discussing this.
I'm just sweating a bit over here. I don't know, but I will vote. I've always voted ever since I could vote.
I've never understood this. I'm always very... If someone asks me, I'll tell you. So, last elections, which are the national elections, I wanted to be cool. I wanted to be edgy. I wanted to vote for the EFF. But when it came down to it, I was too scared. Then I was like, I'm going to vote for the DA. You know, we know how to run Cape Town. And then my white guilt panicked and I voted for the ANC and Cyril Ramaphosa. So Ramaphosa, that's even worse. But I'm just I'm free falling. So honestly, for municipal elections where we like primarily concerned with water, electricity, sewage, sanitation, it's quite hard not to vote for the DA.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan, but I'll probably vote for them.
Yeah. I mean, last election.
Don't count on it, though, John. Still do something fun for me. If Helen Ziller comes on the podcast, and we are going to try get her on the podcast, she'll be funny. She's cool. She's good. Old, but cool. I'll vote for the DA 100%.
Even though she's no longer a part of the DA.
She is a massive part of the DA. Helen Ziller is basically still the face of the, I think she's like, she's got some big term, but she's a massive member of the.
I think we should just not listen to me at all in regards to politics.
No,
just
I want to listen. I want to speak about politics to you because I've got a big question that South Africans want to have the answer to. Okay. And it's a fun game. Everyone likes playing it. Bang, marry, kill. So the rules are simple. You have to bang one, you have to marry one, and you have to kill one. I'm going to give you three options now.
Okay.
So bang, marry, kill. Julius Malema, Cyril Ramaphosa, or Helen Ziller? Speed is usually appreciated.
Okay. I will marry Helen Ziller. I will kill Cyril Ramaphosa. Oh my God.
And you'll bang
Oh my goodness. No, I didn't mean to.
And you'll finish up.
No. Sorry. I'm changing it up. I will marry Julius Malema, bang Helen Ziller, and kill Cyril Ramaphosa.
Wow.
You forced my hand.
No, I think those are the worst possible decisions.
Okay, what's yours?
Ever made. It's so easy. You get into an easy relationship with Helen Ziller. Nice and loose. You know, she's got some money as well. Comes from that good money.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I can't kill. It's much harder when it comes down to it. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I know what I'll do. I'll marry Cyril, I'll bang Helen, and I'll kill Julius. What are you going to do, Julius? You little pussy. I'm terrified. Everyone's terrified. No, no one is really. Bang, marry, kill. What a game. Dicey game. Obviously a joke. Chill out, everyone. Chill out. We're not going to kill anyone. Chloe watches enough true crime to know how to get away with it.
Fact.
How do you get away with a how would you dispose of a body? A dead body.
A dead body. I have thought about maybe feeding it to a dog.
Carol Baskin.
No. Yeah. Feeding it to like an animal somewhere that's like not mine, you know?
Chloe has literally got a toy poodle, so I cannot imagine Lola disposing of a grown human body.
That's true. Or vat of acid. I feel like that's always a good idea.
Mm.
A good way to get away with murder. But I mean, it's just too terrible. Can you imagine getting rid of a body? Can you actually
imagine? No, I
imagine?
Can't. I would start crying.
Yeah.
I got asked earlier the week to get rid of a rat. How am I going to get rid of a body?
True. Did you know that a truck was pulled over on the N2 with 100 corpses in it earlier this week?
Human corpses?
Yeah.
In South Africa?
Yes.
Why are you so excited?
Well, I'm just saying it's interesting.
No, that's so sad. Is this part of the whole unrest stuff?
No, it was people who were being transported from the Western Cape to the Eastern Cape to be cremated.
Buried. Okay. Well, that...
Clickbait!
Yeah, a funeral...
I should get my own show.
My
own YouTube show.
Take it. Take it and run.
No, but imagine, so I mean...
That is the most clickbaity thing that's ever happened on
Kids. But the police genuinely like tracked them down and were investigating them. But then it was just a miscommunication. They were like, we're actually like legally, they had a permit and everything to be
transporting them. That's like
saying
we found 50 people battling corona in one place. It was insane. It was Kingsbury Hospital. Yeah, of course they're there.
But imagine still, you put over a truck with 100 bodies in it.
That is crazy. Less crazy when the truth comes out. But
yeah.
While we're on the topic of politics, we'll wrap it up. Because I know young people, you guys aren't interested in politics. So maybe I must run, or Chloe, on a, what would your campaign be? G-strings and boobies. No, obviously. But we got to get young people interested in, or at least having some control over who's going to be. So they're two very interesting parties that have popped up, and one is the Cape. One is the Cape Independence Party, and we'll see over here they stand for greater economic and political independence of the Cape. So they want to do a Cape Brexit, also known as a Brexit. Brexit, but for Cape Town.
Yeah.
And I started then messaging their chatbot to see if I could get more information. So I just messaged them manifesto because I wanted to know what their manifesto was. And they replied, the Cape Party stands for greater economic and political independence for the Cape, full stop. So then I replied, can the Cape be independent from the Cape Independence Party? Question mark. Which I thought was quite funny. To which they replied, with a move to a new website means a new email-based newsletter. Want to sign up? I said, no, thank you. Refer back to my first question. They replied with the same message. This has been going on for days. Who knows when we'll get to the bottom of this party?
That is hilarious. Yo.
But look at them. They look like a set of vampires, especially the one in the middle. She looks...
She's got so much Botox that she's permanently frightened.
Hey, don't shame the Botoxes. Good for her. But this is what they say. We are being robbed economically. We are being racially and culturally oppressed. It's our choice. We can end this and build a prosperous country.
This has some white supremacist sort of vibes to it.
Look at the flag. The flag's like apartheid-y flag. Mm-hmm. And then they pulled in this colored guy who's obviously just gone on another trial of ivermectin. No, so the Cape Independence Party.
Yeah, it's a no from me.
It's a big no. Come on, guys.
It's a little bit some colonial undertones.
Yeah, disguise your racism better and get a more proficient chatbot. I need to have better conversations.
Backed by Van Riebeek.
And then here, you may have seen this guy on TikTok. He's got 25,000 followers. And his name is Neil De Beer. And he's an ex-MK member. He was part of the ANC.
What's MK?
Mkhonto wa Sizwe, I think. Again, I could be wrong. I'm trying my best. Maybe. I don't know. But it was like the militant parts of the ANC. Yeah. There's my poor history or understanding of South Africa coming to the fore again. But his name's Neil De Beer, part of the ANC. He then created a party called the United Independent Movement, also known as the Big Contradiction.
United Independent.
But just have a look at their flyer for one of their events. And as you can see, it's on the 11th of September, 10 to 2.
Spring Fling.
Spring Fling. Live music, dances. Here's my favorite. Karate display. We're gonna fuck up the ANC. So, but he is hilarious. He walks around giving people hugs.
Yeah.
He's got a video about where he's like standing on the N2 looking at farms. He goes, come, Mr. Friki Malema, here's the land, come take it. And I'm like, this guy is terrifying. But they also have refreshments and so much more. And for the kids, Mickey, Daisy, Olaf, and Tiana from Princess and the Frog will be there, as well as Neil De Beer. So,
yo, it sounds like a party.
We got people in the comments, Leonardo DiCaprio clapping.
Oh my goodness.
Someone says, I wish this meeting was held in Alberton. Shout out to all our listeners from Alberton.
Maybe they're live streaming.
So when you say we don't have any parties to vote for, stop talking nonsense. We've got the Cape Exit. We've got the United Independent Movement. We've got nothing.
We've got nothing. And Princess Tatiana. Bust down, Tatiana.
Oh, it's so sad, really. Yeah. So maybe make your own party. Vote for yourself. Lose your mind. Move to Miami. Tale.
Oh my goodness, no, there's so much crazy stuff's going on. What I did find out that, so we've now both been vaccinated, very exciting.
I got the J&J, I see memes about it, it's upsetting. I now just read articles that have good things to say about it, because I'm terrified.
Sam's like, it's just strength to strength for J&J, but just doesn't look at all the articles saying why people are needing a top up. But anyways. So they're now opening the age groups for, I think it's kids under 18 now. You can go get vaccinated, but they're running trials.
Most kids are under 18.
Yes. You know what I mean? People under 18.
I'm only teasing. Yeah.
But they've started, Sinovac, the Sinovac vaccine. I'd never heard of it, but they're starting trials on 2000 kids between the ages of 6 months to 12 years old, running trials.
How much money do the kids get? Or is this like a child actor just going to fuck you up long term?
Mm-hmm. And Chile and Malaysia are taking part. So they're really attacking the global south. They always go for these
third world countries. Well, maybe Malaysia isn't, you know. You probably are. Sorry, Malaysia. In my estimation of you're a third world country.
Yeah. No,
we come from third world countries. Nothing wrong with them, except a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's your opinion on testing children?
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I really don't like it. How can you test a vaccine on a... And who's like, oh, I'll volunteer my baby to get vaccinated?
Catherine... What was her name? From The Hunger Games. I volunteer my unborn child as tribute.
Peter! Peter!
Yo, no, I...
No, I. That, it makes me feel very
you
strange.
Should let these children drink if you're treating them like adults. Like, you guys should be able to booze and drive if you can get vaccinated or be a trial. So let's have a trial if they can drive or not. Shame.
No, it's...
I hate... Like, I'm a full supporter of vaccines, of course, but this seems wrong.
I know, yeah, it does seem... Yeah, it really has left me feeling a little bit unsettled. But, I mean, maybe we don't know enough about it.
Come on, guys. Stop with all this child experimentation, vaccinations. Chloe's feeling unsettled. Got first the double off. Pfizer.
First Pfizer. I still need to get my other Pfizer.
Do you have any international news you want to touch on?
I do. So, the one thing that I found that was very interesting, talking about modes of protection, is that the Olympics actually handed out 150,000 condoms at the Olympic Games for the athletes.
Jeez.
They don't want any of these any more superhumans running around.
Wow. They should be breeding these. That right? Sounds like it. Oh. That sounds a bit close to eugenics. We're always one step away from eugenics. What? That's not a saying either. Condoms. And condoms in South Africa, what are our ones? Well, it wasn't.
What are our ones? Yeah, so I was watching a video, I'll find it now, that the government's now released some maxi condoms.
Maybe it was earlier in 2020.
Max condoms.
Max condoms for the boys. What were our other ones before them? They had a name.
Oh, I have no idea. But that was also funny because at one point
Choice
they were
condoms.
Yes.
And it wasn't your choice because if you're using them, there was no choice. Yeah. The choice was you're now pregnant. Congratulations. Enjoy the child.
In all seriousness though, do you remember when they had to recall a lot of them, but I mean, some of them have been used. They stapled them to flyers. So the staple had gone through the condom.
Oh, good heavens.
Yeah. Anyways, so.
About as useless as a stapled condom, this conversation is. But, oh, now she's just watching YouTube videos. Is this Cyril Ramaphosa?
Yes.
Ramaphosa speaking about condoms. Let's have a listen.
Okay. Go back a little bit.
Oh, there's Jacob.
Some examples here. A new condom called the Max condom. The Max condom.
Lady in the back, not impressed.
No.
She's a raw dogger. She ain't never used a condom before.
Look at the sign language person.
So well. Made a noise whenever it was used. Now through scientific development, to develop a new condom which is called Max.
Max.
The Max is for maximum pleasure, maximum protection, and it does not make noise at all.
That's
great. And can fit everyone who's got a
long schlong.
Yeah.
No, as South Africans, we need them. Not as me, but as the majority of black South Africans. It's no truth. Black people have got some massive dicks. And I like to take the time to apologize to anyone who is black and doesn't have a massive dick. Join the club.
Well, you're not black.
But I don't have a massive dick. No, it's that's hilarious. We do have a condom problem in South Africa.
Yeah.
Well, because I mean, we've got terrible HIV numbers.
Jinx,
you owe me a condom. But yeah, Cyril, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just the way he was holding those two packets, I think that's the first time he's ever had used a condom in his life. And the person behind him, the minister behind him, or MP behind him, just looks like my mom, how she watches Kate's episodes. Just like disappointed, but not surprised. Is this what you're still doing? This what you moved out for? Give me a break.
I don't know. Maybe we should give them a try. Don't knock it till you try. That's
a max
what I
condom.
Always think.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Oh, no, they don't make noise. Again, imagine.
What condoms make noise?
Chicka, 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 wow. The choice condom obviously made a noise.
Yeah.
It's hard to cheat in peace if your spouse can hear you down the way.
That's why you cheat it in the morning, because at the end of the day, you're loyal.
I told you, rehearsed jokes are very hard to do. Anyway, I was talking to you about international news. This was very local news, Chloe. International usually means not in South Africa. No, just so next episode you know what it means, damn it.
Okay.
And I thought, you know, we do current events and we speak about Conor McGregor a lot for some reason.
Yeah, for some reason.
It's because I idolize him. And he got into this like fight with Machine Gun Kelly at the VMAs. I don't know who even watches award shows anymore or that sort of stuff. But what I don't care about the fight. There's no outcome there. Yeah. Machine Gun Kelly is getting killed. I'm more focused on Megan Fox, because I want to know, and we'll pull these pictures up on both the YouTube and the Instagram posts.
Yeah.
For those of you just listening, just imagine Megan Fox almost looking naked. Fantastic. But look at that, Chloe. How are those two people together? No, she looks like something that you dream about.
She is so hot. Well, she is something you dream about.
Every I would sell you to Satan for a corn chip just to be able to smell her farts. Sometimes I say what I think and it's usually a negative outcome. We're going strong. But she is breathtaking.
She is breathtaking.
That's what I'd like my daughter to look like. Bit of a Trump moment, that. Gross.
Yeah.
But how is Machine Gun Kelly?
I quite like his outfit. I do.
What about what he looks like? Looks like a ratata.
Looks like what was in that woman's apartment.
Hey,
No, but I think that there is... Yeah. Some people do find him attractive. I just don't.
Sure. It's the rise of this emo sort of, I'm sad, help me look. And someone on another podcast said it very well. Like, Machine Gun Kelly's not one of these sad boys. He's dating one of the hottest women in the world.
Yeah.
Shut up, MG.
Oh, and he's dated so many hot people.
I don't get it. Woman, come on. Or at least release an email or a memo explaining what you're looking for. Because we just want to please you. That's all we want to do. So make it easier, please. Good heavens, the wind is picking up.
The wind's taking off, yeah.
And it makes me think we should do some overrated, underrated. Are you ready for that? Do you have anything you want to close out on?
Close out on?
You want to bring out any Malaysians who've been vaccinated at about 6 years old? We touched on that already.
Yeah, we did. We are getting digital vaccination certificates, which is exciting. So you don't have to keep carrying that around in your car.
I don't have mine anymore, so I need this to come through. Yeah, I lost mine.
Yeah, you do, yeah. But anyways.
So don't commit fraud, whoever's found my vaccination card. That's me who got vaccinated. You need to go get vaccinated too. That's the ad paid for by the government. $1 million.
Yes, who's going first?
Okay, we're going to try both the overrated, underrated, because I feel the one who rates things always gets bashed online. So it's fair that we both get bashed online. Okay. So you can go first. You can ask me.
No, you go first. I want to go last.
Okay, cool. So overrated, underrated, Chloe, here we go. Ronaldo.
Overrated.
Gilmore Girls.
Overrated. She cheats on all of her boyfriends.
Hiking.
Underrated.
Peen standing up.
Underrated. I love to be able to do that.
Waking up early.
Underrated.
Telling the truth.
Underrated.
Julius Malema.
Overrated.
Well, some telling answers there, Chloe. Let's hear what you got for me.
Okay, I've got them prepared in my notes app.
On your phone. You know the notes app goes straight across to your MacBook.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't. Okay. Number one.
Introduce the overrated, underrated concept so we can use it online.
Awesome. Okay. So we're going to do some overrated, underrated. Sam, you take it away. You can give a brief description if you want to. Avocado on toast.
Underrated. It's lovely. But expensive.
The Titanic.
Underrated and underwater. Hey-o.
New Year's Eve.
Overrated. Always a fuck up. No one has fun.
Brunch.
Underrated, but it's heading to be overrated. Stop. I shouldn't have to make a reservation for brunch in Cape Town. But here we are.
The single life.
Overrated. Being single is, wow, it's a lot. There's a lot of time to think. And once you're thinking, I miss you. I'm happy. I miss you. I think that's the show. We'll wrap it up there. Guys and girls. It should be... No, I nearly said something really bad, but I didn't. Yep. Thank you so much. Like I said, we've asked for a few reviews and we got them. And that's so cool. We are heading into the top 20 of a comedy podcast here in South Africa. So we're competing with all the podcasts you like. Impulsive, Mac G and Chill, all the heavy hitters, whether they are international or local. We compete against those guys. Thank you. And Cody Ko, Tiny Meat Gang, the one with Harry Jowsey from Love Island. You know, all these big players, we compete with them on the charts because of you. So keep watching, keep sharing, go leave us a review. We've also got very exciting news that we'll be releasing episodes on Mondays and Thursdays now. Mondays, it'll be Kets and Chloe. And on Thursdays, it'll be Kets, Chloe, and a guest. And Chloe, do you want to announce who we got coming up on Thursday?
On Thursday, we are going to be having Cassidy Nicholson, the one and only Constantia Mom.
We've potted with her before. That sounded sexual, but like not a fun sexual experience. And she's awesome, so we can't wait for her to come into a new space, new dynamic. That's it. That's a long outro. But thank you, guys.
Chookies.
Chookie Puck Puck. Bye.